The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to finish up our study in Psalm 37:4. It says, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart." Now, we're finding how to find those desires, how to do that from Job 22. And so that's really where I'd like to pick up today, is in Job 22. So if you have access to a Bible, go and grab it, pick it up, and join us as we consider his word today. Now, if you'd like to hear all of the messages in this series, you can go back and hear them at our website, considerhisword.org. You'll find many other resources there as well, but particularly you'll find all of the messages in this series. You'll also see a link that says Contact Us. We'd love to hear from you, to hear where you're hearing the broadcast today. And if you'll send us an address, we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. Now, this is just a little notebook that'll fit into a shirt pocket, fit into a Bible case, or into your purse. If you carry a purse, and I take mine with me to church Wednesday. When people say, pray for me, or when they give their prayer requests, I'm able to write those down. And what a blessing it is to be able to go back and see those prayer requests and how God had answered those requests just like he promised that he would do. He said, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." And this little prayer journal is a great way to keep track of those and a great place to write them down. So we'd love to get one to you. We send out many of these. We'd love to get one in your hands as well. They're absolutely free. There's no obligation. You simply write to us. We'll send you the prayer journal, and that's it. We're not going to pester you for money. We're not going to send you tons of email. We're not going to send you tons of mail. It's a simple transaction. Write to us. We'll send you the prayer journal. And you pray for us, and we'd appreciate that so much. So you can do it again through the website, considerhisword.org. On the link that says Contact Us, you can email me directly. We're beginning to get many requests through the email at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Now, you can also write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. So in Psalm 37:4, we read these words, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart." So we're asking the question, how do you delight in the Lord? And we found that answer in Job. Isn't the Bible an amazing book where it answers itself? The Bible is complete. It's without error. It's inerrant. And I love how the Bible references itself. And so here in Job 22, he tells us how to do that, how to delight in the Lord. So I want to read the whole passage again, beginning in Job 22. This is verse 21. He said, "Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in thine heart. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. Then shalt thou lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. For then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty, and shall lift up thy face unto God. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows. So how do we delight in the Lord? Well, it begins, he said, in verse 21, to acquaint thyself with him. Now, I want to remind you again, you can hear all of the messages in this series at the website, considerhisword.org. They're all there. So the first thing he said is to acquaint thyself with him, to get to know the Lord, to get acquainted with him. How do you do that? It requires time. You just spend time with the Lord. Spend time talking to him. Spend time listening to him. You realize you can talk to God about anything at any time. And so just talk to him. Listen to him in his word. Secondly, in verse 22, he said, to receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in thine heart. So we receive the word. Remember, James said, to receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. Then later he told us to go and be doers of the word as well. So we receive the word of God. To do that, we've got to read it. We've got to study it. We've got to know it, to be acquainted with it. But then there's something else I think that's here very important that we must not skip over. And this is the third thing. It's in verse 23. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. This is repentance. First of all, he says, to return to the Almighty, to return to the Lord. Let me ask you this. How is your relationship with the Lord going today? How is your relationship? Are you walking with him? Do you know him? Have you talked to him today? Have you listened to him today? Have you read his word? How is your relationship? Maybe it's time to come home and return to the Lord Almighty, to turn to God. And here we find repentance. Now, repentance means that we make a complete about face. We're walking in the world. Like Paul said, we're walking in the lust of the flesh and the vanity of our mind. It's from Ephesians chapter 2. He said, now we return to God. And in repentance, we make an about face and we go in the other direction. We quit following the things of the world. We quit chasing after the things of the world. And we turn our focus to God and to him and to living for him. Now, there's a word here I don't want you to stumble over. He says, to put away, put iniquity far from thy tabernacles. The word tabernacle here simply means your dwelling place. He said, get iniquity out of your sin, out of your house. It's a very picture of repentance. Now, you know, we repent when we get saved. I believe we get saved when we trust Christ as our Savior and repent of our sin. And that's important. But I believe that repentance should also happen every day. What about the sin you committed yesterday? What about the sin you've already committed today? You ought to be repenting of that already. Did you snap at someone? Were you angry at someone? You need to repent of that and turn away from that and turn to the Lord. Turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. Repentance is not just a one-time event. It's something that ought to be recurring and ongoing every day. The Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. But it's when we turn to Christ and repent of our sin that he ultimately will save us. The Bible says that when we sin, that we ought to bring that sin and confess it to him, make it right with him, and he promises to forgive us our sin. We confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, 1 John 1:9. But now you've got to repent of that sin. Turn away from it. And maybe you need to sit down and evaluate your own life and ask yourself, what am I doing that does not please the Lord? What am I doing that does not please God? And whatever that is, you need to get it out of your life, to simply turn away from it, stop it. Make up your mind that you're going to stop doing that sin, stop committing that sin, and turn completely to the Lord and follow Him. Now, don't tell me you have no sin. The Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and that sin needs to be repented of. So He said to turn away from God, put iniquity far from your house, get the sin out of your tabernacle. And you could read tabernacle as your dwelling place in terms of where you live, but also in the tabernacle of your body. The Bible says that our body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. Maybe you need to clean house, get it right with God, and turn away from that sin. Once we do those things, acquaint yourself with the Lord, verse 21, receive the law from His mouth, verse 22, repent of our sin, verse 23. Then the Bible says, verse 26, for then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty and shall lift up thy face to God. Notice now, you will be abundantly blessed. I'm not skipping over verses 24 and 25, because when He says, when we do these things, we will be abundantly blessed. Now, I'm not after a prosperity gospel. I'm not preaching that. But I'll tell you, if you're walking with God, He will and He does bless you. He said He would be your defense. Remember, Paul said, my God shall supply all my needs according to His riches in glory. Not only will we find that blessing, but then He said, we'll delight in the Lord. Then we will find delight in the Almighty. This brings us back to Psalm 37:4, where we began a few weeks ago. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Notice how this lines up, by the way, with verse 27 in Job, kind of bouncing back and forth, going back to Job 22. He said, thou shalt make thy prayer unto Him, and He shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows. That we give our heart to the Lord and we talk to Him. He said we lift our face to God, we make our prayers to Him, and God will answer those prayers. Now, I want you to notice this real quick. Look down at now we're in Job 22, going down to verse 23. Look at Job's response. This ought to be our response. Then Job answered and said, even today is my complaint bitter. My stroke is heavier than my groaning. Oh, that I knew where I might find Him, that I might come even to His seat. I would order my cause before Him and fill my mouth with arguments. Oh, that I could find Him. The Bible says that if you'll seek the Lord, you will find Him. Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. If you don't know the Lord, if you can't delight in Him because you don't know Him, you must start there. Seek. He said, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search me with all your heart. Are you searching for the Lord? Search for Him with all your heart. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider His word. Consider His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His word.
Hey everybody, this is Jonathan Kahn, the author of The Harbinger, The Return of the Gods, and now The Dragon's Prophecy. Join me with my dear friend, Paul Wilbur, who's going to be doing worship and evening of praise and inspiration. And I'm going to be giving a prophetic word, and it's going to be at the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance Day of Prayer, September 26th, in the Fenn Center at Fort Pierce.